to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. It's Monday. I don't say that nearly as enthusiastically as it is Friday, but it is another week that we have been given to represent Jesus in beautiful Brevard County in Central Florida. And so we want to welcome you to today's broadcast. Want to ask you to pray for our general counsel that will be going on later this week. I'll be driving back and forth to attend those meetings. And so pray for us that we have great meetings to the glory of God and safety for all those who are traveling, especially me. So also want to say thank you today to the folks of Treasure Your Landscape. They are a family-based, licensed and insured business, and they deal with landscaping here in Brevard County and got over two decades worth of experience. And they are very, very good at what they do. They have produced some beautiful results for people's outdoor spacing. So they offer a full array of products, artificial turf, putting greens, really nice putting greens, paver installation, landscape lighting, water features. They can design, plant, and maintain. They can do repair. They can do everything necessary to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. I'm not speaking theoretically when I talk about what they are capable of. I've seen them do it at my house. They've done numerous projects at the church as well. They are phenomenal, and they love Jesus. They love the Refresh Radio program, and we're thankful for all they do. They also have Space Coast Nursery, and you can see, you know, some of the products that they have available up at Space Coast Nursery. It's at 3880 North Courtney Parkway. They've got a very small display of what's possible for artificial turf and putting greens. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, and their phone number is 321-452-5565. Two ways to get in touch with them. But I can tell you, if they work on a project for you, it is going to look exponentially better when they get done than it did before they started. They are very, very good at what they do, and we are thankful for them and bless them in the name of the Lord. I'm going to read verse number 4 today. We're going to be in Revelation chapter 19. I'm not going to read as much as I did on Friday's program, but verse number 4 says, "And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia." And Alleluia is pretty much universally translated, praise the Lord. "Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints." So on Friday, we had talked about that those who have very near proximity to the throne, they have access to the Father that we can only dream about in our current finiteness, that the closer that they are, the more aware they are of his absolute perfection, and that he is even more worthy to be praised. Where here on earth, a lot of times when we are going through challenging seasons or adverse events, our feelings say, well, we don't want to be a hypocrite, so we don't want to praise God if we don't feel like praising God. The host of heaven, who has had eternity to behold him, has watched him as he interacted with fallen man, who have seen him triumph over Satan and all of the fallen angels, and seen how he has dealt with rebellious, sinful humanity as it has dealt in hostility with the saints. The more that they behold him, the more that they praise him. Hypocrisy is not refusing to praise God because we don't feel like it. Hypocrisy is not praising God, who is absolutely worth it, who's absolutely deserving of that praise. So that was Friday's broadcast. Today I want to start off by telling you that when we praise God because he is worthy to be praised, and because the challenges that we have faced have brought us understanding that he not only brings relief, he brings total victory and perpetual victory. When we praise him that way, it causes a response from the throne. Okay, look at what it says. Then a voice came from the throne. When people look at Revelation, many times they fixate on the things that are going on here on earth. I like to point out that the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And in that revelation, we see that while there may be things going on in the earth that fluctuate wildly, that there is a constant in the throne room of heaven, and that is praise of God never stops. It never ceases, because he's always worthy. And because we praise him for his worthiness, Revelation 19:5 says that when that praise is going on, that there's an utterance from the throne. And don't we all long to hear what God has to say? Okay, so I was in a discussion not too long ago, and I mentioned something, and there was not agreement in that particular situation. But what was said was actually the Word of God. And so if the person didn't agree with me, it wasn't my reputation that was on the line. It was, you know, the Word of God. And so the world loves to fixate on anecdotal situations, you know, this circumstance, this moment, and they want to try and find a blip on the radar screen so that they don't have to believe in God, so that they don't have to acknowledge God, so they don't have to worship him. But the perspective of heaven is that they have never found a reason not to praise God. That's really good. That's not in my notes. Okay. Where we on earth are looking for reasons why not to, heaven has never found one. So a lot of times we have to try and motivate ourselves and look for a reason to praise God, where the better perspective of heaven is that they have never found a reason not to praise him. And because of how they praise him, they get a response from heaven, and listen to what the voice says. Praise our God. Many times our praise has to do with us personally. As an individual. But here the voice is issuing not a suggestion, but a command, an imperative. And it's not just about the fact that God has done something in my life. It's not about just because of how I am able to relate to him, but how all of us are able to relate to him because of what he's done on our behalf. Praise our God. This is an expression of praise that is done only towards God. It is a response for the miracles or the power of God that has been on display that we have seen. So praising God leads to a response from the throne, and that response is a call from God for universal praise. This is praise that is exhorted. It is something that is to be taught. It is something that is to be done. I want to take you back to the book of Romans chapter 15. And it says in verse number 10, so Romans 15:10, and again he says, "Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people." And again, verse number 11, and again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud him, all you peoples." So there is a universality of praise that is supposed to come not just from the Jewish people, not just from those who've descended from Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, but it is supposed to be praise that emerges from all people everywhere. So worship around the throne is from people from every tribe, every tongue, every nation. And I believe that it's going to be coming from people from all generations. When I first came to Merit Assembly of God, I was pretty young. I was I wasn't a novice. I'd been a minister for a decade and a half. And when I got there, I was in a particular season of my life at that point in time that would have really struggled to comprehend the season that I'm in now. I've been pastoring Merit Assembly of God for over 30 years. Been doing the Refresh radio program. We're in our 12th year. We're a couple of months shy of that. But during that season from when I began to now, there has been so many changes to society. When we first came, all of the accounting was done by hand. And then somebody gave us this really advanced computer system with, I think it was 5 1/4 inch floppy disks. And I thought, wow, this is so much faster than trying to do it manually. Why would anybody be complaining about speed? And then speeds got faster and faster, and you hated to spend time waiting for the computer. All of a sudden, instead of recognizing how much quicker you were doing it than in the past, you were thinking, can't we make this go any faster at all? We now have, you know, people that have access to us anywhere, anytime because of cell phone technology. GPS has been a wonderful, wonderful thing. But there have been a lot of different generations that have come up as well. So I fit into the tail end of one designation, and man, they just keep coming up with new titles and new generations. And out of all of those things that have changed, and some of those changes have been great, and some of them have been wonderful, some of them have been horrible, but one thing has never changed, and that is, it doesn't matter what generation you are from, God has issued a decree from the throne that instructs us to praise our God. A church does itself a horrible injustice where it gets stuck in the my mode instead of the our, O-U-R mode. Whenever it says, this is the way that we like it and we're not changing. Listen, praising God is not about me and it is not about you. It is all about Him. And I can appreciate the work of grace and mercy in my life. I'm also supposed to acknowledge the redemptive work of Jesus, the manifestations of the Spirit, and the gifts of God that have been placed in you. So we celebrate God, not just for what He has done for me, we celebrate God for what He has done for all of us. And like I said, that's generational as well. So, I would also say to a younger generation, don't just think that you are God's gift to humanity because you're young. At one point in time, you will say this: I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. So I've got kids that are involved in ministry, and they have reached a similar stage to what I was when I first came to Merit Assembly of God. And they are fascinated whenever they throw out a cultural reference that was something when they were in school. And all of a sudden there's these faces that are looking back to them, and they say, we have no idea what you were referring to. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to watch people react if you show a generation what a 8-track tape is, or a cassette tape, or a landline phone, or a rotary phone, how do you deal with that? They've never known a time when cell phones didn't exist. And so if you think back, I mean, there's a lot that God has done in us and through us. And so we should praise Him. And it says, praise our God, all you who His servants. If there is a direct link in the language of the Word of God where serving Him is worshiping Him. It is, they are not two indistinct or let me rephrase that. They are not two inseparable acts. They are best done together, where I serve him because I worship him. And because I worship him, I serve him. So those are some of the things that are going on. And so if you're serving him, but you're not praising him, then you, what do they call that? There may be need for continuing education, where you go back and say, maybe I have gotten so accustomed to doing this that I'm overlooking something. I've had a number of times when God has told me through the years, you need to go reexamine that passage of scripture because you're missing something. And it was a passage I was very well familiar with. And I explained to God how I was so familiar with it that I didn't need to necessarily go back, until I went back, like he told me, and I revisited it, and it was like, wow, how did I miss that in the first place? There's a book that I have been reading, and it is a phenomenal book. It makes me feel of myself like I have been missing out on so much. And you know, we just had Danny Duvall this last weekend, and he's a very gifted servant of God. And when he ministers, it makes me praise God, because he's phenomenal and what God has shared with him. And so my privilege is to just try and be as much of a blessing to him any way that I can be, as I can. So we had that ministry over the weekend, but there's this book that I'm reading, and I told the author, I said, I haven't found a chapter yet that I go, wow. There's not one that has not provoked a wow in me yet. Folks, eternity is not going to be boring. It's going to be great, because we are going to worship the one that we serve, and we're going to understand how absolutely worthy he is. And he says, praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. If we live our lives with the proper reverence towards God, that he is fittingly deserving of, praise is not going to feel like a burden. It's going to feel like a privilege. I remember, and I reference this often, back when they used to have teaching tapes. They didn't have online resources that were available and things like that, like we have now. They didn't have YouTube or any of that sort of stuff. They just had teaching tapes, and you could buy this, you know, a marriage seminar and things like that, and watch it. And about how this guy held up this broken violin that looked like it needed to be carried to the landfill. But when he mentioned that on the inside of that violin that belonged to a friend of his was stamped Stradivarius, everybody that he was teaching that conference to said, and he said, and that's how we're supposed to be dealing with our spouse, that we are in awe of the fact that God has brought somebody into our life that loves us. Never lose the wonder. And when it comes to God, never lose the reverence. Our God is an awesome God. And, you know, Rich Mullins, and I think it's been remade. I think Phil Wickham does a newer version of Our God is an Awesome God. And it's true. Never lose the wonder. If we lose the wonder, it will impact our relationship with God or with anyone else. And so there was a, there's a guy, I saw him, not too long ago on a video reel on social media. And it's like, wow, his appearance has certainly changed since the last time I saw him. But he had made a statement one time, and he said, that which you disrespect moves away from you. If you disrespect a person, they're going to move away from you. If you disrespect God, if you do not hold him in awe, you will be the one who moves. There's an old saying that says this: if you seem far away from God, guess who moved? And the answer is always, it wasn't God. He is firmly, eternally established on the throne. The good news is he's still speaking if there are people who are still listening. So as you prepare to launch into this week, I pray that you will not do it with a bad attitude towards God, but you will be filled with awe and wonder at the privilege of being a child of the Most High God. Because if it wasn't for the work of Jesus, none of us would be here. All of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of that sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. What a wonderful gift that has been given to us by a perfect, holy, and just God. Hold him in awe and praise him for who he is. If we will praise him the way that the 24 elders and the four living creatures praise him, we will get a response from heaven. God never hears praise without responding to it. And I hope that you will hear him saying, praise God and keep up the praise. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.